Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
I want to ask you a very simple question. What can I be in 2023? Aha, see, it rhymes. What can I be in 2023? Because we're running out of time to do things in 2022. And if you did not do something, I mean, you just got literally a few days left, and then the calendar's going to roll over to another page. You're going to rip that one off, go get another one from the bank or your doctor, or good grief, everybody has a calendar this time of year, and you're going to put a new calendar up, but you can't go back to this past year. So what will I be in 2023? Go with me to the book of Timothy. I have found, really all throughout Scripture, but I want us to start in 2 Timothy. Six simple things, they won't take long, that I can be in 2023. 2 Timothy chapter 2 is where I want us to start. And the first thing that I can be in 2023 is I can be a student of God's book. I can be a student of God's book. With 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, a verse I'm sure familiar to most. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I must put effort into studying God's word. Notice Paul does not tell Timothy to read only for enjoyment. Although, I do like to read the Bible for enjoyment. But then there are times where I must study. I must exercise my brain. And I must be doing that in 2023. Notice, why should I study, Paul? That I can show myself. See, this is a personal thing. I'm not studying to show how good Bobby is before God or Gary or Dustin. I am studying to show myself before God, a workman. See, work is involved. I don't have to be ashamed. If I study God's Word, I see what it says to do, and I live according to it. I don't have to be ashamed. Now, the world might want to make me feel ashamed, but if I'm truly doing what God has said, no need to feel ashamed. There's no condemnation, Romans 8, 1 in Jesus. But notice, I can rightly divide the word of truth. When someone comes up to me, and it happens. It happens a lot throughout the year. You don't really think about it, but you'll see something online. Somebody will stop you in a store. A family member will say something to you. Hey, do you think we ought to do this? What about this in worship? Should we do this at church? No, we shouldn't. Why? Because I have studied God's Word, and I know what He wants me to do and what He wants me not to do. But it all starts with studying, dear friends, and being a student of God's book. That's number one. Stay with me in 2 Timothy chapter 2. But go back to verse number 3. The second thing I can do is be a soldier in God's army. I can be a soldier in God's army. Notice this. Paul writing to his son in the faith, he says, "Thou therefore endure hardness." How, Paul? As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I love at Vacation Bible School when we sing, "I'm in the Lord's army." For a couple of reasons. One, it is a really good way to burn off energy for the kids before you go send them off to class. So you sing that one through a couple of times. But really, there's a good message in that because you and I, dear friends, are in a warfare battle right this very moment. We are facing our enemy, the devil, 2 Peter 5 and verse 8. And he is out there, 1 Peter 5, but he is out there seeking whom he may devour. So Paul tells Timothy, you must endure hardness when it comes, because, dear friends, it's coming as a good soldier. You know, the good soldiers are the ones that advance in rank. The bad soldiers, they send home. They try to whip you into shape, and if they can't, they send you home, or they move you, or they put you on a bad job until you straighten up, fly right. Here he says, endure hardness as a good soldier. Dear friends, I must be a soldier in the Lord's army. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, or shoot the artillery, but I'm in the Lord's army. Go with me now, if you will, back to the book of Psalms, the 26th Psalm, almost right there in the smack dab middle of the Bible. That's Psalm 118, so you're awful close. Psalm 126 and verse number 5. I want you to notice here what the psalmist says. What can I be in 2023? I can be a sower in God's vineyard. I can be a sower and God's vineyard. I want you to notice here what the psalmist says. Psalm 126 and verse number 5. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Now, joy could also be translated as singing in that verse. So, they that sow, we're familiar with the idea of sowing and harvesting, right? This is generally the off season. You're not out planting corn right now, but that will come in the spring if the Lord permits us to live to the spring. He says, if you sow in tears, you shall reap in joy. I must be a sower in God's vineyard. Well, what is the seed that I should be sowing, dear friends? The Word of God, right? That's what it was in the parable of the sower, which is recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's in all four of them. The sower went out to sow, and he sowed the Word of God. I must be a sower. You know, in my secular job, I work in broadcasting. And the idea of broadcasting is one to many, right? Normally, I'm sitting in a room. Actually, it's a padded room. Most times you're in a padded room, it's not good for you. But I work in a padded room. There are no straitjackets, thankfully, yet. But as I'm in that room and I'm talking to one microphone, many people hear me. That's called broadcasting. And that idea comes from sowing seed. You have one sower walking around with a handful and he throws a whole lot of seed from one spot to many. Dear friends, when we sow the gospel, we may not see fruit that day. We may not see fruit that year, but God gives the increase. So I must be a sower in God's vineyard. Go with me to the book of Matthew now, if you will. The 25th chapter of the book of Matthew. What can I be in 2023? The simple question is asked. I can be a servant in God's kingdom. I can be a servant in God's kingdom. Matthew 25 and verse 21. Now, in Matthew 25, he gives the parable of the wedding feast, which I love that one. He gives, also called the virgin, 10 virgins. Then he starts to talk about the talents. And he's talking about heaven once again. Then he talks about the return of Christ. Notice in verse 21. This is to the man that had 5 talents, who did very well. He doubled his money. He had 5, he returned 10, so 100% plus on the top of that he brought back. The 2-talent man also gave 2, and the 1-talent man hid his. But notice here what the Lord says to the 5-talent man. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. I must be a servant in God's kingdom. Dear friends, I must serve. I shouldn't sit back and expect everyone to do everything for me. I should be willing to roll up my sleeves, get dirty, get out there in the trenches. Remember, you're a soldier, right? A soldier in God's army. So I must be willing to get out there in the trenches to sow the seed, to preach the gospel. You know, Jesus Christ came and he served, did he not? Not long before he was betrayed and died upon the cross, he washed the feet of his disciples when they should have been washing his feet, if we're being quite honest, him being God in the flesh. But he served them. I must be like my Lord. I must be a servant in God's kingdom. What can I be in 2023? Go to the book of John, if you will. John chapter 10 and verse 27. What can I be in 2023? I can be a sheep in God's flock. You know, the Bible depicts sheep, Christians as sheep a lot. And I love that depiction as a loving shepherd. Jesus Christ is. In fact, in John chapter 10, he is the good shepherd. But I want you to notice what Jesus says in John 10 and 27. My sheep, that's possessive, the sheep that he owns, hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I must be a sheep in God's flock. Now, I don't know if you have spent a whole lot of time around livestock or not. I grew up on my grandfather's farm. I didn't do the farming, but I got to help raise the baby calves that either the mothers wouldn't take or maybe the mothers have passed away. And we had a cow, I'll never forget. Her mother was struck by lightning right after she was born, so we bottle fed her. And we also had a baby goat that they had gotten at the time. So we raised the cow and goat together, and the goat thought she was a cow, and the cow thought she was a goat. So they would be off in the field together, but I could call across the field, Rosie. And if she heard me, she would run out of the woods. That cow would come up to the fence, and I could pet her. She was like a pet. Betsy the goat would do the same, but the cow would just run across the field. Why? She was my cow. I spent time with her. She knew my voice, and she came that way. Well, Jesus here says, my sheep hear my voice. Well, how else are we going to hear the Savior's voice unless we spend time with Him by studying His Word? You don't walk into a field once and call out the sheep and they follow you. It comes after time and time of spending effort with them. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. He knows us by name. When He calls us, we should follow after Him. He says elsewhere in the Gospels, daily. But finally, go to the book of Hebrews with me. What can I be in 2023? Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13. Hebrews 3 and 13. I can be a supporter of God's people. I can be a supporter of God's people. Notice what Luke, don't know. The Hebrew writer says, but exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Exhort, support, build up, encourage. Dear friends, we're all in this life together and we all face difficulties. But when one Christian succeeds, we should rejoice with them. When one is sad, we should be sad with them. That's Romans 12 in practice, right? Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. We should support God's people. We should support the efforts of the church here at Arlington and our sister congregations who are also striving to be faithful. We should support God's people in every chance that we may have. Six simple things that start with the letter S of what I can be in 2023. I can be a student, I can be a soldier and a sower and a servant and a sheep and a supporter. That's what I'm going to strive to be in 2023. But what about you? Now, I can't answer that for you. I gave you my answer out loud. I'm going to work on it every day of the year. But what are you going to be in 2023?
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman, and glad to have you along with us as well. You know, it's always fun when we can spend just some of our day here together, although it's not a whole lot of time. I do want to say, if you've missed any of this lesson, and we've just asked a very simple question, what can I be in 2023? And I hope that you will remember it since it rhymes. If you want to listen to this again or share it with someone else, this is the 133rd program, number 133, which I find fitting since we're talking about 2023. You can do so anytime online at my website. That's readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G. readingtheword.net, click on where it says the radio programs. From there, you can see the entirety of the list, the 132 that preceded it, and any that might come after it. So you can keep checking back on that page as they're uploaded frequently. And I'd be honored for you to share them with somebody else. I thought, since the name of the program is Reading the Word, and we have just a moment, maybe a minute and a half left of our time, I want to read a beloved passage of Scripture since we're talking about 23. I thought I would read the 23rd Psalm. It may even be a psalm of which you can quote that may have brought you peace and joy during times in your life. From the King James translation, I'm reading Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Dear friends, thank you for listening, and I do hope you'll join us again next week here on Reading the Word.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.